Shri Gurum Dham Natosmi Ajanulam Bhuto Bhujo Kanakavadato Sankirtana Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagatriya Karo Karna Avataro Anarpitam Chirim Chirat Karuna Avatinakolo Samarpayitam Anujvala Rasam Svavati Sriham Hari Purata Sundara Dyuti Kadamba Sandipitaha Sada Hridaya Kandare Spuratuva Sachinandanaha Utama Adama Kichuna Bachila Jachi Adile Kakola Kahe Premananda Emana Goranga Hridaya Dariya Bola Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Bolo Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Bhaja Goranga Kaha Goranga Laha Gorangera Namare Jejana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoyamar Pranare Jejana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoyamar Pranare Sejana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoyamar Pranare Sejana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoyamar Pranare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yashaiva padam bhuja bhakti labhya, prima vidana parama pumata, tasmai jagan mangala mangalaya, chaitanya chandrayana mo namaste. Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste So I want to thank everybody for coming here and for giving us some chance to share something together. It's a great opportunity for me, and I think there's a lot I have to learn from the very special devotees I see here in this place. Everybody understands English okay? Yes? If anybody doesn't understand what I'm saying, raise your hand. No, no, please. Mother Dee. We want your blessing, Mother Dee. So, the feelings of separation, the pains, the agony of separation, is a very mystical kind of thing. It's found in every religious tradition of the world, and it's sung about in every radio, every popular music group. They sing things about how I loved her and she left me and now I'm crying in separation. It's a very powerful emotion. It's not always so well understood. It's a very mysterious kind of emotion. And we'd like to explore something about that in the next few days. And in particular, what relevance it has for us. Because it's a very wonderful relevance if we can understand it. So we are singing this song by the poet Vallabhadas. It's a famous song. Godapahun Nabajinu Nabajiyamanu. He's lamenting, he's crying that I never worshipped Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prema Ratna Dhana, Hele Harayanu. I threw away this very valuable gem of Krishna Prem. I'm such a fool. What did I do? His adane jatanakori dhanate aginu. I threw away that great wealth. I wasn't interested in it. And instead, I'm such a fool. I worked very hard. I struggled with great difficulty to give up everything, to become a pauper, to become a poor person. That's the only thing I've been striving for. I've had a misunderstanding, a serious misunderstanding of what is spiritual life, what is real wealth. Vrindavan Das Thakur, he describes in Chaitanya Bhagavat, I'll sing this and you can chant Hare Krishna. Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dhanna, bhakti ye Krishna nama smarana prandana, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When you're speaking to someone who's a little thick in the head, then sometimes you have to say something three times. Hey, listen, listen, listen. Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dana. Bhakti's a real wealth. Why are you working so hard? Spending your whole life working for some miserly people for a few francs, for a few paisa. What are we doing? So the poet Vallabha Das, he's singing like this. And he said, because of that, rather than striving to get this real wealth, this prema dana, I've been trying to give it up. I've been working to, in the other direction, trying to accumulate a few paisa, which is all going to go away very soon. Ami durbhagya. I'm very, very unfortunate. And he says that now because of that, I'm suffering. I'm in a very terrible situation, which I created myself by my own deeds. I can't blame anyone else. Bishama bishai bisha satata kainu. This bishama bishaya bisha. This poison of the poison of poison. Satata kainu. I'm always drinking this. And I think it's very nice. Very nice drink. Give me some more poison. Let me drink more and more. I'm so very, very unfortunate. And Gora Kirtana Rashe, Maganana Haina. I'm afraid. It's like sometimes people are afraid to dive into the lake, afraid to dive into the ocean. I'm afraid to dive into the ocean of the rasa of Gora Kirtan. I'm holding back from that. Satsanga Chadiya Kainu. Asata Bilas. I give up the association of saintly persons. Or at very best, I have my photograph taken next to them. So I can show everybody, yes, I was very close with Gurudev. That's me right next to him. But I haven't really done association. Rather, we've been so very, very far away. Because association takes place in the mind, in the heart. It's not just some physical proximity. So he says, Satsanga Chadiya, I gave up association of sadhus, and Kainu Asata Bilas. I'm enjoying some pastimes, Bilas, with Asatsanga, with wicked persons, non-devotees. Te Karane, Karama Bhandane Lagi Funks. And because of that, that karma bandhana funks, that rope of karma has got me around the neck. And I'm choking, I'm dying. Emona goranger gune nakandila mana. I'm such a wicked person. It's described in one song about the glories of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Hoi re yo bhagavana kisukeya. Mm. Nithaye karuna shuni pasena milaya Oire daruna hiya nadara bekaya Anusha nirasi mora Nithayir Karuna Suni, Pashanamilaya. When the stones hit the glory of the mercy of Sri Sri Gora Nityananda, those stones melt. He says, but Hoi Re Duruna here, Nadarabi Taya. My heart is harder than a stone. The stone is melting, hearing the glories of Gora Nityananda, but my heart's not melting. So he says that Manusha Durlabha Janma Hoila Akarana. This human birth, which is Manusha Janma, a Manusha Durlabha Janma, very, very rare birth, very difficult birth to get, it's been wasted. It's useless. I haven't done anything of any value. Keno bha achai pran ki sukha lagiya. He asks himself, Keno bha achai pran? Why does my life continue? What value is it? Better that I die. The author of this other song, Krishnadas, he sings, Hoi re abhaga pranam ki suke achaha mitai kariya keno Mariana Jaha Anusha Vilasi Mora Kabunityananda. This Hoi Re Abhagar Prana, very similar thing to this song. He's singing, Balabhadas in this song, Kena Ba Achai Pran. Why do I continue to live? And in this other song, he's saying, he's singing, Hoi Re Abhagar Prana. Kisuke Achaha, my dear life, my dear heart, when are you going to be happy? You're never happy with anything that I've given you. Nitai Boliya Kena Mariana Jaha, better that you die. But before you die, just once, call out the name of Lord Nityananda. And so the poet Balabhadas, he's singing a similar thing. Kena Bhaya Chai Pran, Kisuka Ligya, what happiness is in this world? Why am I living? Balabhadasya kena, na jaya mariya. Why does this Balabhadas not die? And he doesn't just mean that he's praying to leave his body, to pass away, but he's praying that when will this material world stop being a source of pleasure for me? When will I die in a material way? And I can really begin my spiritual life. So, these kind of songs are very common in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. They're called a vilap, a lamentation. And they express the heartfelt feelings of different Vaishnavas. Because we should learn to cry. We should learn to appreciate the value of separation. It has some value. It's discussed by Jagadananda Pandit in his Prema Vivarta. I can sing this and you can chant Hare Krishna. Ami Siddha Krishna Das E Kata Bule Mayarana Faraya Chiradina Bule Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Ami Siddha Krishna Das E Kata Bule I'm always Krishna's servant. I'm eternally Krishna's servant. But ekatabhule, I forgot that point. Maya nafara, I've become a slave of Maya. Haya chiradina bhule. And in this way, I'm wandering around eternally in this material universe, suffering like anything, forgetting Krishna. Prabhuji, thank you. Merci beaucoup. And he goes on to describe, Kabu Raja, Kabu Praja, Kabu Viprasudra, Kabu Duki, Kabu Suki, Kabu Gita Sudra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Kabu Swage, Kabu Marte, Nara Keva, Kabu, Kabu Deva, Kabu Daitya, Kabu Dasa Prabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. Jagadananda Pandit describes our vacation. We've been on eternal vacation. Just going one place to another and just exploring this thing. And that thing, huh? Kabu means sometimes. Kabu Raja, sometimes you become a king. Ah, huh? Kabu Praja, sometimes you become a citizen. Kabu Vipra, sometimes you're a Brahmin. Kabu Sudra, sometimes a Sudra. Kabu Duki, sometimes you're unhappy. Kabu Suki, sometimes you're very happy. Kabu Kita Chudra. And sometimes you're just a little worm in stool. This is our vacation in the material world. We're on an eternally long vacation. Kabu Swarge, sometimes you go to Swargalok. Kabu Marte, sometimes you're on this earth planet. Kabu Naraka Vakabu, sometimes you go to hell. Kabu Deva, sometimes you're a demigod. Kabu Daitya, sometimes you're a demon. Kabu Dasa Prabhu. And sometimes you become a servant. So this is the sojourn, the unlimited vacation of all the living entities in this material world, forgetting about their real position as a servant of Krishna. And Jagadananda Pandit, he describes that what is the source of our good fortune? What is the way out? This eternal vacation. It's like a horror movie. I can make a horror movie called The Eternal Vacation, where some couple, they're trapped in eternal vacation. They're going places here and there and there, but they never return to normal life. They never have a normal life. So Jagadananda Pandit sings, Ehi rupe samsara brahmite kona jana Sadhu Sangha Nija Tattva Avagata Hana Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Erupe Sangsar Brahmite Kona Jan. Wandering around in this material universe on our vacation. If by chance, by some good fortune, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev, we come in contact with a genuine sadhu, then what happens? Sadhu Sangha Nija Tattva Avagatahana. We become informed. We hear something about our real position. I'm a spirit soul. And all these other things, being a king, being a citizen, being a worm and stool, being a demigod, being a this and that, and so many different identities that I have. It's not me. People have different identities in this world, just like costumes, just like a person goes to the department store and they go and they buy some clothes off the rack. And those clothes are their identity. Yeah, I think I would like to wear leather and I'm going to be this like a biker person, or I'm going to wear this kind of soft clothes and be this kind of person. And we purchase our clothes like we purchase our identities in this material world. But it's just a very cheap costume. It has nothing to do with us. And we're so absorbed in the costumes that we never think about ourselves. So Jagadananda Pandit says that when we come in contact with a sadhu, that means when we really come in contact with a sadhu, some heart contact, not just some physical contact, but when we make a heart contact with sadhu, and we hear something, Nija Tattva Avagatahana. We hear something about our position as a spirit soul. Then at that time begins our spiritual life. Nijatatvajaniya sansadana chai Kinyuvabhajinu maya kore hoi hoi Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Nijatatvajani, when you actually understand this information, then our sansarana chai, then the jiva doesn't want material enjoyment anymore when we really understand this thing. Rather, keno vabha jinu maya kori hoi hoi, he begins to do his bhajan and laments, why, alas, why have I served this useless material energy for so long? And then comes a stage which our revered spiritual master used to call Atma Krandana, with a crying in the soul. Kendi bole ohe Krishna Amitabha Das Tomara Charana Chari Hoyla Sarvanas Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Kendi bole, then the jiva begins to cry. He begins to understand his real position. And the beginning of his spiritual life is that he cries, feeling some separation from the Lord. This crying, as we mentioned this morning, is the crying of the soul. It's the deepest cry in this world. It's the most penetrating cry in this world. It's the most soulful sound in this world because it's a cry, the voice of our own soul. In this world, we can't hear the voice of our soul. Just like a person who's living in a city next to a very nice stream. He can't hear the stream. During the day, all the radios are blasting and the TVs are going and the trucks are blaring and the cars are going and horns are honking and everyone's making so much noise. But at night, when all the TVs and radios are turned off and all the trucks stop and the cars, then he can hear the beautiful sound of that stream. Similarly, we can't hear the voice of our own soul because the radio of our mind is turned up too loud. So much noise in the form of so many desires. We're like Alice in Wonderland. Eat me, drink me, taste this, do this. And we're wandering around in our fantasy vacation. Tasting this thing, doing that thing. But we can't hear the voice of our own soul. But when we shut down all the noise, when all the voices of our different material desires finally become quiet, then we can hear the voice of our soul. We can hear the voice of ourself crying in separation from our dearest friend. So he says, Kendi bole, oh hey Krishna, Amitabha Das. He begins to cry, oh Krishna, I am your eternal servant. Tomara charana chadi hoila sarvanas. I gave up your lotus feet. And because of that, my life has become destroyed. Kripa kori Krishna tari charana sansara. Akuti kori a Krishna jari dake ekva. Hare Krishna. Maya ke pichane rake Krishna pani chai. Bhajite bhajite Krishna pada padma pan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's at this point that Krishna, he picks up his ears. This devotee is crying for me. We should understand. Krishna describes to Arjuna in the Adi Purana, Gatvacha mama namani, rudanti mama sanido, tesham aham parikrito, nanyat krito janardana. He says, I'm not purchased by all these religions. I don't belong to the Catholics. I don't belong to the Christians. I don't belong to the Muslims. I don't belong to the Jews. I don't belong to the Hindus. I don't belong to the Hare Krishnas. He says, I only belong to those people who chant my names and cry for me. Not just someone who's doing some religion. If you have someone who wants to be your friend, but all they want is some money from you, or they like you because you're very famous, you're the temple commander, in the temple, very famous, important person, so everybody wants to become close to you, yes?
Because not famous, temple commander.
Infamous?
No, temple commander is...
Not good. Well, temple president, GBC, yeah. Whatever it is, huh? We want to come close to someone for that. If someone wants some friendship with you like that, are you attracted by that? Do you want to be friends with someone who just wants something from you and is not interested in you as a person? No. So why should Krishna be interested in your religion, in your attempts to come to him in this way? It's nice. You're doing that. That's some sukriti. That's a very good thing. Get more sukriti. Do more. Even if you're chanting in this kind of way, chant more like that. Keep doing it. We want to encourage everyone to do that, more and more. But there's a difference between mechanical performance and when someone is doing something from the heart. And that difference is called atmakrandana. And we really begin to cry for Krishna. We should understand our position. A big part of our spiritual life is just being honest. Because a sadhu is someone who's always honest. He never tries to lie. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's patit pavan. He delivers even the most fallen person who's honest. But my spiritual master said, he's not kapatya pavan. He's not the deliverer of the fallen, of the crooked. There are so many people in this world today who just want to join a religion, give some money, and then I'm on my way back to Godhead. If you join the Mormon church, not that there's anything wrong with the Mormons, we have a lot of Mormon friends in Utah where I used to stay. That Mormon church, they according to their teachings, you can't go to heaven unless you belong to the church. And you can't belong to the church unless you tithe, you give a certain percentage of your money. So in other words, unless you give a certain amount of money, you can't go to heaven. You can't really be a member. And there's so many people who say like that. But what is the nature of that spiritual world? Is Krishna just some kind of banker? Where he wants to collect a lot of money and then people come and work for him in some impersonal kind of way? That's not Vrindavan. That's not even Vaikuntha. We want to go to that place where everyone is Krishna's dear friend and everyone loves Krishna so much. And the price to enter that place is pure love. We don't have that price. So we have to cry for it. So we should be honest because a sadhu is someone who's always honest. Haridas Thakur and Harinam Chintamani, he prays to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he doesn't try to deny that he was born in a Muslim family. Haridas Thakur never went around telling everybody, hey, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that I'm the Namacharya. You should be respectful. Offer obeisances to me. He never did like that. Rather, he always said, I'm a Muslim. I'm very fallen. He's actually Lord Brahma. He's actually very, very elevated. But he was always presenting himself as very fallen. And he offered a prayer to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Amita Adhama Tumi Adhama Tarane Ubhaye Sambande Patita Parvana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. He said, Amita Adhama, I'm fallen. This is really what I am. Sanatana Goswami, when he came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't tell him, boy, you know, you're really going to be lucky if you get me as a disciple. I was the prime minister for the Nawab Hussain Shah. I speak so many languages. I'm a very wealthy person, come from a very high class family, thank you. And you'll be very lucky if you get me. He didn't do that. He came and he said, I have one question. Ke ami, who am I? I don't know who. I've been living in a fantasy. I've been on eternal vacation. I'm trying to think I'm this and that and the other thing. I don't even know who I am. I want to wake up now. Please, give me some instruction. This is how we approach sadhu. And sadhu sees, Krishna sees that person who's crying for him. Dhruva Maharaj is a little boy. He wasn't a big pundit. He wasn't a big person. He went to the forest and he cried for Krishna. He didn't know any big mantras, didn't know this thing or that thing. And Krishna sent him Narad Muni. He sent him his spiritual master. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he describes this in one article. He said that at the dawn, the beginning of our spiritual life, we sincerely and with complete submission and self-surrender pray to God for receiving and protection of Sadguru. This sincerity means that we cry because we want Krishna. If you want to find some representative of the Hungarian government, you might come to me. My wife is from Hungary. So I can tell you, I represent the Hungarian government. And I can give you a visa if you want. I'll give you this thing or that thing. But they'll put me in jail because I have no legal right. If you want to know who represents that government, you go to the government and you ask them. Similarly, if you really want Sadguru, if we want out of this material world, then we have to go to the right source and ask them. It's not that we just go to the temple president. Prabhuji, can you give me a list of all the gurus in ISKCON? And maybe their photos also. I can look them over. This one looks very handsome, very good. I like him. When Mataji once in Malaysia, in Kuala Lumpur, was giving some talk at their house, and before the talk she was speaking to me, she said, you know, I want to take initiation from such and such Maharaj. I said, that's good. She said, do you know why I want to take initiation from him? I said, no, I don't. She said, because he's very good with children. And I have 3 children, so I want a guru who's very good with children. If you want a guru who's very good with children, then just go to a nursery school. And you can find someone like that. If you want a guru who's very handsome, then go to Hollywood or Bollywood. If you want a guru who's a good musician, then go read Rolling Stones magazine. And you'll find a guru for that. But if you want Krishna, then we have to cry to Krishna. And Krishna's real. And when the soul cries out for Krishna, that's the beginning of our spiritual life. That, some people in some traditions, they call that mysticism. Because it's something real. It's not theoretical. Religion means theoretical. We're coming, we're worshiping, this is very nice, I'm waving this in the air, and we're saying these kind of prayers, and give me this thing, and like that. That's okay, you're a pious person. We respect that very much, very good. But that's not spiritual life. We have to come to the point where we begin to cry. And when we begin to cry to the Lord, then that mystical thing happens. He hears us. And he answers our prayer. When we see he answers our prayer, it's, wow, what an amazing thing. I was crying for this. And he answered my prayer. And you have some realization. God is real. It's not just a theory, not just some nice philosophy and they have good food. You know, we'll go there. It's not some pretty girls they have serving out prasadam at the Sunday feast program. It's not just that. But this is actually something real. And that thing, we realize that when we begin Atma Krandana, the crying of the soul. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta continues. He says, the Supreme Lord, when we cry, he says, the Supreme Lord, perceiving our earnestness, when he hears your crying, with a view to guide us on the true path, he'll send a real guru to us. Krishna sends a real guru. If you want to know who's a representative of the Hungarian government, contact the Hungarian government and ask them. They'll tell you who the representative is. If we want Krishna's representative, then phone Krishna up and ask him. And that telephone call that we make is a phone call of the holy name. We have like an umbilical cord, like a baby coming out from the mother's womb. There's a cord which goes from the mother to the baby. And that cord feeds the baby. So we also have a cord which connects us to the Lord, connects us to Guru, and through which we can communicate. This cord is our japa mala. And when we cry out to Krishna, Krishna hears us. He nourishes us. And he sees, oh, they're very serious. Nayamatma pravachanena labhyo namedayana bahuna shutena yamevai shivinute tena labhyas tashyaisa atma vivinute tanum swam. This verse from the Mundaka Upanishad describes that you can't obtain Krishna just by attending all the Bhagavatam classes. You can't attain him by having great intelligence. You can't attain him by hearing so much. He's obtained only by someone that he chooses. And to such a person, he manifests his own form. Tashyaisha atma vivrnute tanum swam. His own form means sakshad dharitvin astamasta shastar. It means Sri Guru. He comes in that form. That's how Krishna answers the crying of the soul. That's how we get Guru. It's not an ecclesiastical function. It's not just an institutional function that I'll just sit around in the temple for 1 year and then they give me a letter and I have a recommendation and I get initiation and now I'm no longer Bhakta Bab, but I become Balaram Das. Very good. Now I have a name and I'll get some respect. It's not like that. That wasn't Srila Prabhupada's purpose in bringing the Hare Krishna mantra to the West. We should understand it. So Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he goes on to say, the Krishna, when he sees our sincerity, he'll send a real guru to us. Otherwise, he says, it's impossible for us to find Sadguru. Sadguru means, Sad in Sanskrit means Sat. Means true. It means eternal. It means spiritual. It means divine. Otherwise, he says, it's impossible for us to find Sadguru by our own fallible energy. If we guide ourselves by our own energy, then we'll come across the pseudo-gurus, the false gurus, and being caught hold of them by their temporary pleasing manners. Because they're trying to flatter everyone. They have some sweet words. So you'll give them some money. They'll come. Then, if we do like that, we'll simply run down to hell. So Srila Prabhupada, he emphasizes, all of our acharyas have emphasized this. We have to learn the science of Atmakrandana. Everyone in this world is crying. But this crying in this material world, the pain of separation in this material world is a perverted reflection of the reality, the eternal spiritual reality of our separation from Krishna. Why is it attractive, all these love songs and sad movies? Because there's a part of us, deep, deep inside us, the deepest part of us, our soul, which is crying for Krishna. And we feel some empathy. We relate to this thing. Srila Prabhupada, in 1974, he had a conversation with the Irish poet Desmond O'Grady. And Mr. O'Grady, he was telling Srila Prabhupada, the problem is, how do we find a guru? And Prabhupada told him, no, there's no problem. The problem is, if you're sincere. You've got problems, but God is within your heart. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridayeshu arjuna tisthati. God is not far away. God is within your heart. So if you're sincere, then God will give you a spiritual master. Therefore, God is called Chaitya Guru, the spiritual master within the heart. And the physical spiritual master is God's mercy. Mm-hmm. Still, sometimes if you read some Bengali or Hindi, when they address Srila Prabhupada, they'll address him as Krishna Kripa Srimurti, which means the embodiment of Krishna's mercy. When Krishna's mercy assumes a form, that form is Sri Guru. He's the form in which he gives his mercy. So Prabhupada says, if God sees that you're sincere, he'll give you protection. He'll help you from within and from without. From without, he'll help you in the physical form of the spiritual master. And from within, as the spiritual master within the heart. That is stated, Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hridesya Arjuna Tisthati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani Yantarudani Mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities. We're situated as on a machine made of the material energy. Prabhupada said, the body is just like a machine. The spirit soul is sitting on this machine, and God is there within the heart. He's giving direction. You wanted to do this, now you go and do it. So if you're sincere and you say, now God, I want you, then he'll give you directions. You go and get it. This is the process. But if we want something other than God, then God will give you another direction. Yes, you go and take that. He's very kind. Prabhupada said, I want something, and he's in my heart. He's giving me direction. So why not that he'll give you the spiritual master? But first of all, we must be eager to revive our God consciousness. Then God will give us the spiritual master. So this is the beginning of this movement, this genuine cry from the heart. Srila Prabhupada, he emphasized this so many times in the very beginning to the devotees when he made that famous mantra, what is it, that Hare Krishna temple album, which George Harrison and John Lennon got a copy of, and we know what happened after that. Prabhupada gave some explanation for the Maha Mantra there. And he said therein, this chanting is like a spiritual call for the Lord and his internal energy, hurrah. He said the chanting is exactly like the genuine cry of a child for its mother. This is what he was telling the newest people. Sometimes when we speak about this thing as Atma Krandana, people say, oh, that's very high. That's very, very advanced. No, it's not. This is less than ABC. This is the very beginning. If we haven't come to this point, then we haven't really begun. We're just doing some Hinduism or some kind of religious thing. But we haven't really begun our spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada, therefore, he said, he told everybody in the very beginning, this chanting is exactly like the genuine cry of a child for its mother. Prabhupada writes in the Path of Perfection, when we chant Hare Krishna, we're praying, O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please accept me. We have no other prayer than please accept me. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us that we should simply cry and pray that the Lord will accept us. So many times Prabhupada said this, a nectar devotion, Prabhupada said. One should learn how to cry for the Lord. One should learn this small technique, and he should be very eager and actually cry to become engaged in some particular type of service. This is called lolyam. And such tears are the price for the highest perfection. This is the price that we have to pay. So many of us here, we have scars. We've been through so many things. We've seen so many problems, even in this society which we had such great hopes for. When we came, we thought everything is going to be wonderful, and everybody's a saint, and everything's perfect. And then we found out, actually it's not. There's a lot of other people here who are like me. Rotten material conditioned souls. We have problems, and it's very difficult together. But can you imagine if we would have simply cried, if in the beginning we cry for Krishna, then would these things happen? I don't think so. If as individuals we cry for Krishna, in whatever the situation, Krishna will come. Hmm? It's described in the Govinda Damodara Stotra by Bilvamangala Thakur, the situation of Draupadi. It's Utah. Ata Pandavanam Dusasana Archa Vastrakesham Krishna Tarod Kroshad Ananyanata Govinda Namogara Madhavati Govinda Namogara Madhavati Govinda Namogara Madhavati Bolo. Govinda Namo Hara Madhavati Govinda Namo Hara Madhavati Govinda Namo Hara Madhavati Agre kurunam matpandavanam dusasanam arhucha vastra keshaha. There in the assembly, the Pandavas were present, Dronacharya was there, Bhishma Dev was there. So many senior persons were there. Dusasan went and grabbed Draupadi by the hair and drug her out in front of everyone because Yudhisthira had lost in the gambling match. And Sukuni had taunted him, well, you still have your wife, you can bet her. So he gambled his wife and he lost Draupadi. So they drug Draupadi out. They said, now you're our slave. And now we're going to strip you naked in front of everyone. So at that time, Draupadi, she was fighting with Dusasan. Dusasan was grabbing her sari and pulling it. And Draupadi, she's a pretty intense lady. She was born from fire. She's a daughter of a great, powerful Kshatriya. She's a very fiery lady, and she was pulling back with that cloth. But Dusasan was a Maharathi, a very, very powerful person. And she couldn't fight against him. So then she began calling out to Krishna with one hand in the air and the other hand holding onto her sari. It's described that Krishna at that time, he was in Dwarka. He was playing chess with Rukmini. And suddenly Krishna started looking very restless and disturbed. And Rukmini, who knows the heart of her husband, she said, Prabhu, what is it? It's one of your devotees, isn't it? I know you. One of your devotees is in trouble. Who is it? What's happening? And Krishna said, it's Draupadi. Dusasan has brought her in front of everyone there, the Kauravas and the Pandavas, and he's stripping her naked. And Rukmini, she said, go there quickly, help her. Krishna said, yes, I want to go very quickly. I'm just trying to figure out what the fastest way to go is, because I have to get there immediately. And Rukmini, she said, you should call for Daruka and your chariot, Taladwaj, or Nandi Ghosh. And you can go there. Daruka is very, very fast, very powerful. Krishna said, no, it's too slow. She said, then you're Garudvaja. You ride in the back of Garuda. Garuda, he's Suparna. His wings are very powerful. He goes as fast as the wind. You can get there very quickly. Krishna said, it's also too slow. She said, you're Antaryami. You're in everyone's heart. You go there in that form. Krishna said, no, also too slow. And Draupadi, meanwhile, she's still struggling with Dusasan with one hand, and the other hand she's calling out, Govinda, Damodar, Madhava. And then she realized, there's nothing that I can do. I can't fight against him. And she let go. And she put both hands in the air. And she began crying. Govinda Namo Radhamadaveti. Govinda Namo Radhamadaveti. Radhamadaveti. Govinda Namo Radhamadaveti. Govinda Namo Radhamadaveti. Radhamadaveti. Govinda Namo Radhamadaveti. Krishna turned to Rukmini and said, now I'll go. I'll go on the highway of her tears. That's the fastest way. And Krishna appeared there immediately in an unseen form. And we know this story. He started giving so much sari to Draupadi. And Dushasana's pulling for hours. And there's a big, giant pile of saris. And he can't figure out what's going on. Because Krishna, who's always there, he answers the prayer of the sincere person who cries for him. Gatvacham amanamani rudanti mamasamido teshamaham parikrito nanya krito janardana. He said, I'm purchased by those persons who chant my names and cry for me. Nanya krito janardana. I, Janardan, I am not purchased by anything else. Not by your religion. Not by your mantras, not by your tantras, your deity worship, or your prasadam, or your this, or that, or the other, your religion. But he's purchased by those persons who cry for him. And then he comes before that person in the form of Sri Guru, Sadguru, with a desire to help them. And that form of Sri Guru, we can't say that I know who Sri Guru is. I can recognize him. One friend of mine once, he told somebody, Mataji, I know Sri Guru. Believe me, I've seen Sri Guru before. But our spiritual master, he said that you can't see. And that person who says that he knows and that he sees, he's a fool. He really can't see. Any more than I can say who should be the husband or who should be the wife for this person or that person. Because Guru is our manifestation of Krishna. He's my relationship with Krishna. He's Sambandha Datta. He's a personification of my relationship with Krishna. So that relationship is different for everyone. And some people, they want a casual relationship. Some people want a very intense relationship. Some people want a friendly relationship. Some people want a very romantic relationship. Some people want a relationship like a father, a child. There's so many different relationships. And according to the person's heart, they'll get that guru. Just as we have no business to tell someone who their guru is, we also have no business telling them that's not guru. Because we can't see. All that we can tell people is that you should cry for Krishna. Recently I was on a GBC subcommittee. First time it ever happened to me. And the subject was how to find guru. And they wanted to make some course for ISKCON devotees and how they should come to guru. And so they, different senior devotees and some scholarly persons were invited to take part in it. We spent a few days discussing things about how to come to guru. And this is the point that I was pushing very much, and they accepted that, basically, that we should tell devotees that you, it's not this person or that person. Institution, religion means something cheap. It means you don't have to think. It means you don't have to work. It's very comfortable. I just come, I do what they tell me, and I'm saved. That's very good. I like that. But Krishna consciousness is not like that. There's some difficulty. There may be some endeavor. Krishna says, yashyaham anugrinami harishita dhanam shanai. You'll know you've really gotten Krishna's mercy. Not when you get lots of money and you get a big position and everyone starts clapping their hands and throwing flowers when you come out of the room. But you'll know when you've gotten Krishna's mercy when everyone hates you and you lose everything you have. You lose your wife and your husband, and you lose your money and your children, you lose your position, and no one wants you. That's the real mercy of the Lord. We wrote about this in our most recent Krishna Katamrita magazine. We made some issue about Petit Pavan Jagannath. And really the magazine's subject matter is about how the Lord is a deliverer of the fallen. Who is the fallen? Well, that's a rather subjective thing. You may have some people who are a beggar on the street, but they're very proud. And they're thinking, I'm a very high-class person. And conversely, you may have someone who's a very wealthy person, like Kunti Devi, but is thinking, I'm very, very fallen. I'm very low. You may have someone like Lord Brahma, who comes like Haridas in the form of Haridas Thakur, who thinks, really, I'm fallen. And so the Lord is for those people who consider themselves patit. Because patit is a subjective thing. It's a relative thing. It's according to our consciousness. We're all fallen. But that person who accepts that, who embraces that position, the Lord is there in His form as Petit Pavan for him. So we oftentimes tell this story, which we printed in our most recent magazine, about how Petit Pavan Jagannath in Puri appeared. And that story happened in the 1700s, a true story. There was one Gajapati king, one king of Puri. His name was Ramachandra Dev. And this Ramachandra Dev, he was ruling Orissa. And there was one Muslim general named Taki Khan. And Taki Khan was coming with his army with the purpose of attacking the Jagannath temple, breaking the temple, breaking Lord Jagannath, killing the Pandas. So Maharaj Ramachandra Dev marched against him and they fought. And they fought several battles, but it was nothing decisive. Finally, Taki Khan did some trick and he managed to capture Ramachandra Dev. And he put him in the Barabati prison in Cuttack for a little over 1 year. He sat there in that prison. And then Taki Khan came to him. He said, Maharaj, I feel very bad. I have not been very nice to you. You're a king. You're a very special person. But I have not respected you properly. We just put you in prison. I'd like to let you out. And moreover, I'd like to reinstate you as the king of Puri. And not only that, but I want to give you a promise we won't attack Lord Jagannath. Pretty good, isn't it? I just have one humble request in exchange, that you become a Muslim. And if you don't do that, then we'll attack the temple and we'll break your deity. The Muslims, they used to capture the Hindu deities. And sometimes they would use them in their butcher shops as a weight to weigh against the meat. And other times they would put the deity, they would capture the deity, they would put the deity on the steps of a mosque. So everyone who came, they would kick the deity as they were going inside. And other times they would put, in some cases, they put the deity under the steps so that everyone would walk over him. Very, very demoniac, horrible thing. So Ramachandra Dev was faced with such a proposition. But what could he do? He had two choices. To rot in prison the rest of his life and die there with the knowledge that Lord Jagannath was going to be attacked. Or to do this thing, become a Muslim. So he agreed. And Taki Khan, they gave him a new name, a Muslim name. And they gave him a Muslim wife. And it doesn't say in the history books, but we can almost say for certain they must have fed him cow flesh, because that's the way that the Muslims used to convert the Hindus. They would force them to eat some cow flesh. So they let him go. And Ramachandra Dev, he went back to Kurda, where his palace was. And he arrived there at the palace. He had many wives. These rajas, these kings, they would have a harem, dozens of wives. And he arrived and, honey, sweetheart, good news! They let me go. And all his wives came, and very happy, our husband, he's out of prison now. And they looked at him. What's that thing on your head? He was wearing a tagia, a Muslim hat. What's that thing on your head? And Ramachandra Dev said, well, there's something I have to tell you. And so he explained to them that I had to do this thing to save Lord Jagannath. And then when those proud Kshatriya ladies heard that their husband had become a Muslim, they rejected him on the spot. In Orissa, the people there, they're very orthodox. They don't tolerate that kind of thing. They left their husband. They took their children with them. And they went back to their father. In this material world, if someone loses one wife, many times they commit suicide. They cry and they cry. Or if they lose their children, it's a terrible thing. But Ramachandradev lost all his wives and all of his children. This was the thanks that he got for performing the most selfless act of his life. But they hated him. So then he went to see some of his friends to cry on their shoulder and explain to them what was going on. But when he went to the door of his friend's house, the door was closed. He knocked on the door. Who's there? It's me, Ramachandradev. Go away. We don't want anything to do with you. You became a Muslim. You're not our friend anymore. All of his friends rejected him. This is the thanks that he got. This is the reciprocation that he got for doing his service for Lord Jagannath. Very nice. Is that nice, Kadhar Prabhu? Yes?
If we go further.
We go further, maybe. At this point, it doesn't sound very nice. So he thought, anyway, Jagannath is there for me. I've done this for him. So he went to Puri to have darshan of Jagannath and pray to the Lord. But when he went to the temple, the pandits said, "Hey, where are you going?" "I'm the king of Puri, get out of my way, I'm going to the temple." "Sorry, Maharaj, probation nishade, entrance forbidden. You married a Muslim girl. You can't come in anymore." So his wives rejected him, he lost his children, he lost his friends, and he lost God. He lost everything. This was the thanks that he got for performing a selfless act. How is that mercy? Ramachandradev started coming out in front of the temple in Puri every night. He had nothing in his life. But he still had faith in Jagannath. Even though he's become a Muslim, everyone hates him, he doesn't have any friends, his wives and children have left him, he started coming out every night and just crying, standing there on the road, falling on his knees, laying down, rolling in the dirt, and just crying and crying to Jagannath. And then one night, as he was laying in the street, thinking maybe he should just kill himself, what is the value? Suddenly he heard a voice. And the voice said, "My dear Ramachandradev, you're my dear devotee. I've never forgotten you." And he looked up, and there was Lord Jagannath. And he must have really started crying, I think, at that time. The next morning when the pandits came to the temple, and they went to wake up Lord Jagannath, they found something very strange. There was a trail of doina leaves and flowers. Doina leaves are a kind of leaf they offer to Lord Jagannath in Puri. And flowers coming from the altar, going all the way to the front door. Couldn't understand what kind of mouse did this, what kind of rat did this. And then every day they were coming, they were finding a trail of flowers. Couldn't understand it. And then one night, the Rajguru, his name was Param Lakshmidev, he had a dream, and Jagannath came to him and said, "Hey, I don't like your policy toward my devotee, Ramachandradev. And so I've been going to see him, giving my darshan every night. Now I want you to make a deity of me there by the front of the temple so that he can see me." It's very interesting. Why didn't Jagannath just tell them, "Hey, Badmas, rascal, let him inside"? Why didn't he do that? He could have done that, but he didn't. Maybe Ramachandradev was a second-class citizen. Is that the reason? And Lord Jagannath, he likes these kind of people. They're first-class devotees. And this other one over here, he's not so good because he married a Muslim girl. He's a second-class devotee. So we won't let him come in the temple. He can just have darshan outside. Is that the reason? Many times in Puri over the years, the pandas, I had some friends there with them, and they sometimes they tell me, "Oh, Madhavananda, you're very unfortunate. And we ask them why. And they say, because you can't go in the Jagannath temple, you can't see Lord Jagannath. And we tell them, I don't have to go in the Jagannath Mandir to see Jagannath. He comes outside to see me. It's called Rathyatra, Snanyatra. Mm-hmm. And then I ask them a question. I say, you're a Panda, you're very knowledgeable, you know Shastra, you know Krishna Leela. So please tell me, who did Krishna give more mercy to? The Brijbasis or the Dwarkabasis? And they always say very quickly, the Brijbasis, of course, everyone knows that. And then I tell them, it's a lie. How can you say that? He left them. He made them cry. They couldn't see him. They suffered in his separation. But the Dwarkabasis, they were seeing him every day. He was giving so much more mercy to them. Isn't it? No. In actuality, our friend was correct. That he really gave more mercy to the residents of Vrindavan because he made them cry. And so, Lord Jagannath, he's Patit Pavan. And that form of his, in the front entrance of the temple, he's called Patit Pavan Jagannath. He's there for those people who cry for him. And he makes them cry for him. Aho dine nate na hita charano nishchita nidam Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. Aho dine nati nahita charano nishchita midam. Jagannath says those people who feel themselves really fallen and really low, who cry for me, who are always crying, Jagannatha Swami Nayana Patagami Bhavatume. Oh Jagannath, please appear before me. He gives his real mercy to those persons. And he also gives mercy to those religious people in Dwarka. But it's not the same. It's not the same as the mercy that he gives to the residents of Vrindavan. So I'm going to stop here. And I'd like to just briefly mention what we're going to speak about tomorrow. Today, we've tried to touch something on this Atmakrandana, the crying of the soul, and how this crying for the Lord brings us in contact with Sri Guru, Sadguru. Tomorrow, we may speak a little bit more about that. And we'd like to speak something tomorrow about separation from Guru and the Vaishnavas. And then something after that, we'd like to speak something about the separation in Vrindavan of Krishna and the Brijbasis. And then the feelings of separation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then finally, what does all that have to do with us? This is our bhajan and separation. And this is the real wealth of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Prabhupada says that in one place. The wealth of Gaudiya Vaishnavism is these feelings of separation. This is our bhajan and separation. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samaveda Bhaktavinda ki, Gopremanande. Any questions or comments from anyone? I wasn't paying attention to the time, I'm sorry. And tomorrow we make a couple of announcements. Are there any questions, first of all? Questions always before announcements. Prabhuji?
One time I heard in the talk of your Krishna friend that you were describing the difference between pure love of Bhajavati and the love of the devotees of Dwarka. Okay. But when you see the example of Draupadi, it is really...
She's not a low-class person. She's not a low-class devotee. But still, Draupadi, she has some sopadika priti. She has some love for the Lord, but it has a designation. And she has some identity for herself, that I am married to the Pandavas. And that's a primary thing. And her relationship with the Lord, her crying out to the Lord, is also based on that. But it's not like the gopis' love. The gopis' love is nirupadika priti. It's ahoitiki priti. It's love without a designation, love without a motivation. They simply love Krishna. They're married to someone else, but Krishna is their everything. Draupadi wouldn't run in the middle of the night to go to see Krishna if he's playing on his flute at Vamsivat. But the gopis did that. The love of the Brijbasis in Vrindavan is so intense, Mother Yashoda would rather die than to see one hair on Krishna's head broken. Their love for him is so very, very intense. So the residents of Dwarka, they also have very high-class love, but it's not on the same platform because it's so padika priti. It's love with some designation. And therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami prays in the last verse of his Govardhana Basa Pratana Dasakam, Nirupari karunena Sri Sachinandanena Tvahi kapati satupi tvapriyanarpito asmi Iti kalu mama yogya yogetam tamagrinan Nijanikata nivasam Dehi govardhana tvam. He's praying to become a resident of Vrindavan, a resident of Govardhan. And he's showing us the way for that. He's saying that, first of all, you have to have the mercy of Mahaprabhu. And what is his mercy? Nirupadika kripa. Mercy without a designation. He gives mercy to everyone, not just French people. He gives mercy to Americans. Not just to brahmacharis, but even matajis he gives mercy to. He gives mercy freely to everyone. There's no designation that he looks at. This person's uttam, this person's adam. Uttama adama kichuna bhachila, jachiya dile kukul. He's giving freely to everyone. So he's reminding Giriraj that I'm coming through this doorway, the doorway of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. This nirupadika kripa of Mahaprabhu. And he prays to Giriraj that please, don't consider my qualification. Don't think, because if you look at my qualification, it's a little bad. I'm afraid I'm not going to get entrance. Don't consider whether I'm qualified or not qualified, but just grant me entrance to Vrindavan. So this is our ticket into Vrindavan through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, his Nirupadika Kripa. Okay? It's a good question. Thank you. Very nice. We spoke something about this in Kiev, and one of the devotees came to me. He was a little bewildered. He said, "Okay, I understand you're saying all these things about crying. I appreciate we should do it, but I cry sometimes." He said, "But I'm not getting results like this. Why not?" And we suggested to him that we told him a little story. That once there was a mother, had a little baby, and she had to cook a meal. So she had some guests coming for lunch. So she had to cook a very big meal for everyone. And she had a little baby. So she put the baby in the crib. The baby was sleeping. And then the baby woke up after a little while and started screaming and crying. So the mother called for the little boy's older brother, and told him, "You go down to the shop on the corner and buy a toy." So he went down and bought a toy, and the mother gave a toy to that little baby. The baby stopped crying. And then after a little while, the baby started crying again. And the mother came and gave another toy to the baby, and again the baby stopped crying. But then after some time, the baby didn't want any more toys. "I want my mother." And then the baby started screaming. I think you know that call. Every mother knows there's different types of cries from a baby. There's a cry, you can give them a toy and they'll be okay, they'll be pacified. But there's another cry, which means I got to go right now, stop the cooking, whatever, and go right to that child. So we're crying for Krishna sometimes. And then Krishna gives us a little toy. "Oh, a new computer, that's really cool." And we forget about our crying, or we have a new wife or a new husband, a toy that we can play with. And we get absorbed in that thing. And we forget about crying. But when none of the toys will satisfy us, and we just only want the Lord, We only want Krishna. We understand that's the only thing that's going to solve my problems. I don't want any toys. And if you bring me a toy, I'm going to throw it away, like a child will do. I only want you. That's the position that we have to come to. So how do we come to that position? Guru Maharaj used to say that, he gave an example sometimes, you may have heard him say it, that sometimes you have a friend who has a relative who died, and they invite you to the funeral. And you go there, you don't even know the person who died. Everybody at the funeral is crying. You don't know who died, but everyone else is crying, and you feel kind of sad, and you start crying also. Even though you never met the person, you also start crying. So Guru Maharaj, he said that it's like that, that if we associate with someone who's crying for Krishna, then we'll also cry for him. But we're associating with people who are crying for wife, crying for husband, crying for money, crying for position, crying for everything else. It's not on their list, it's not on their agenda of desires. So how will we get that thing? We have to also associate with people who are really crying. Is that okay? Very good question, thank you. Mataji. Yes. We were describing this the other day in Oslo. Krishna says, Yashyaham Anugrihnami. Oh, you're asking, is it Krishna's mercy on us if we suffer something? And the answer is yes. We may think that it's Krishna's special mercy when I get lots of money. Ravan, he got the mercy of Lord Shiva, isn't it? He gave him a gold palace in a fantastic city in Lanka. He really got the mercy. Markandeya Rishi was also a devotee of Lord Shiva. What did he get? He had no house to live in, no nothing. So who really got the mercy of Shiva? Ravan did, right? No. Lord Shiva has two types of mercy. Sakapata Kripa and Niskapata Kripa. Mercy with cheating and mercy without cheating. Ravan got cheated because he wanted some position. Whereas Markandeya Rishi in the 12th canto of the Bhagavatam, he prays to Lord Shiva. Varamme kam vinetapi purnat kama vivarshanat Bhagavat yachutim bhaktim tat padeshu tatatvai. Please give me Krishna praying and give me love for you. This is my only desire. He's praying to Lord Shiva like that. So that's the real mercy of the Lord. If the Lord really shows favor to someone, he tells Yudhisthira Maharaj, Yashyaham anugrinami harishe tadanam shanai. I take away everything you have. But materialistic people, even when they come to Krishna consciousness, we lose everything. We think, hey, this is not right. I'm chanting Hare Krishna. This isn't supposed to happen to me. I'm a devotee. I'm supposed to have a special connection with God. And he's going to smile at me and just give me all kinds of money and give me a nice house and beautiful children who are very obedient and pure devotees and and give me everything that I want. This is not right. Because such persons are Bahir Mukjanas. They're worshipping the Lord for the wrong reason. They're doing some religion. And the Bhagavatam begins by kicking that out. Saying, dharma projita kaitavotra. This is kaitava dharma. Cheating religion. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes it comes in four forms. Dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. These are kaitava chatushtoy. Four types of cheating religion. When I want some dharma, I want to worship God, so I'll get some money. So I'll get some position. And so many people do that. And if they don't get what they want, if everything goes wrong for them, then they leave. And so many people have. So many people have left this movement. I came here. I was very sincere. I washed the dishes. I went on in Sankirtan for 5 years. And all that I got from ISKCON was a fall-down guru. I got ripped off. I got this guru and he went away and these guys are all bogus and I'm going to go away too. They don't have faith in Krishna. When Krishna gives us a kick like that, that's the kick of Lord Nityananda. If Lord Nityananda is really merciful to you, he'll give you a kick, like Shivananda Sain. He kicked him, he was angry with him, and he cursed him, may your children die. And Shivananda Sen's wife, when she heard that, she started crying. Shivananda Sen said, "What's wrong with you, woman? This is a very good day. We got the mercy of Lord Nityananda. His mercy comes through chastisement. Yashaha manugrinami harishe taddanam shanai. If he really loves someone, he takes everything away. Like Ramachandradev, the king of Puri. And then when you have nothing else, the only thing in your life is Krishna. And then you can really begin to cry out to the Lord. And don't worry. You'll get enough prasadam. You'll get a roof over your head. That'll happen. Krishna takes care of the ants in the forest and the elephants and everyone else. But sometimes Krishna, he wants something more from us. He wants us to cry for him. And Kunti Devi, she understood that. So she prayed to him. Krishna, I have some problems. Everyone's coming to the guru, the sadhu. We're traveling and giving some classes. So many people come to us. Oh, Prabhuji, I have a problem. My wife, my husband, this and that. This brahmachari in the ashram, he doesn't want to listen to me doing this and this. Everybody's always quarreling like this. Draupadi, she said, I also have some problems. Krishna said, what are your problems? I have four problems, very big problems. Please help me with these problems. Tell me. Janma Aishvarya Shuta Shribir Edamana Madapuman. My first problem is my high birth. I'm a queen. I was born as a princess. It's a big problem. How is it a big problem? Do we think it's a big problem if we have such a birth like that? But she does. She says, my second problem is I have too much money. How many people think it's a problem to have too much money? But Kunti Devi thought it was. My third problem is I have too much education. Oxford PhD with honors. That's a problem. I don't want it. And my fourth problem, Sribir, I'm too beautiful. How many ladies, not to offend anyone, don't mind me, raise your hand, how many ladies really think it would be a problem to be too beautiful? Raise your hand. We don't think like that. But Kunti's thinking like that. Why? She said, because when I have these problems, these unwanted things, then I can't cry to you with sincerity. Only when I'm a kinshana, when I have nothing, can I cry to you. So she said, rather than that, I have another request. Vipada santu tasasvat tatra tatra jagadguru. Krishna said, what is that? She says, I want problems. You may know the word in English, masochist. Masochist is someone who takes a hammer and beats their hand, or they cut themselves, they burn themselves, and they get some pleasure. They're crazy. They like to hurt themselves. Don't think that Kunti Devi is a masochist, and she gets some pleasure from that. But she says, whenever there's problems, then I remember you, and I can call out to you with feeling. That's your real mercy. That's very good. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in this regard, he says that some transcendentalists who are new on the path of spiritual life, he says they show a lack of tolerance when presented with the remnants of their previous sins. And because of that lack of tolerance, because they can't accept tatenu kampam susamikshamano, that I deserve this. This is from my karma. Because they can't accept that point, he says then they're forced to enter again onto the path of impious life. They fall down from their position. Because they were expecting everything would be rosy and very, very nice and happy for me. And then these problems came. I didn't expect that. I don't deserve that. And so they try to solve their material problems with material solutions. And Krishna tells Uddhava, Pashyat Pakaviparyasam. Their material solutions for their material problems simply make more problems. They suffer even more. You get a disease. So you have some problem. You have some itch on your skin. So you take some allopathic medicine. And then after some time of the allopathic medicine, you get cancer or something. It gives you some other kind of disease, which was worse than your first problem. So this is the nature of material solutions to material problems. There's only one solution. Prabhupada said, he went to the GBC body and he told them, this chanting should go on. Instead of meetings, resolutions, dissolutions, revolutions, and no solutions, there should be chanting. This is the Hare Krishna movement. This is a solution for everything. Not management, not psychology, not astrology, not making money, not controlling people, or doing this or that. But the only solution is Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti Karma Sarva Karma Krita Hoy. We should have faith that Krishna will solve all problems. That doesn't mean we don't have to go to a doctor. It doesn't mean that we don't study to be some management or something. But don't think it's going to solve the problem. You do that because it's something favorable. But if we think that's going to solve my problem, that's everything, we take shelter of that, then we're not going to take shelter of bhakti. Is that okay? All right. Anything else is there? Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah. So we have a couple of announcements. Do you have your notebook, Kund? Okay. So first announcement is, when we travel, we really like to try to give some gift to the devotees. And we were thinking, Krishna Kund and I were discussing, it would be really nice to buy each and every devotee here a Jaguar car. Mm-hmm. We were thinking like that. However, we don't have enough money for that, so sorry about that. But in spite of that, we have one other thing. We have a Krishna Kathamrita Bindu magazine, which comes free every Ekadasi. We sent it out last night, issue number 254, I think it was. It's been going for over 10 years, and we have practically every sannyasi in ISKCON, and half the sannyasis outside of ISKCON, and Babaji's, and we have about 4,000 subscribers and another 6,000 or 8,000 people aside from them who read it regularly. And it's just a free service. And it's just Krishna Katha. We're not selling anything. There's no institution promotion or bashing. It's just Krishna Katha. So if you'd like to sign up for that, like I say, fresh translations and new things, Krishna Kund is right there. And she can take your email address and you can get a free copy of that. And the other announcement is, Rukmini can say. Okay, I thought we were going to change the time. So, thank you very much. Please bless us. Srila Prabhupada ki Vamsa kalpatarubhyascha Kripa sindhubhyo vacha Patitanam pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo